It was the tale of two different games in back-to-back days for the Hastings Raiders boys soccer team, winning their first game against Tartan and McNamara Stadium 3-2 in overtime, but falling in a tough one on the road Saturday at White Bear Lake. The score there was 7-1 Bears. Head coach Jamie Swanson of the Raiders joined Kitty WA Sports on Tuesday to look back first at that 3-2 win against Tartan.
For sure, that game had a little bit of everything, and I just want to start first by thanking the football team and Dana for coming down to the game. They brought an energy and just a flair that really lit a spark under our guys, and it was great to have them, and they cheered loud, they cheered long, and I think they played a bit of a part in getting us that win.
Coach Swanson and I are both former Raiders soccer players that have played at McNamara Stadium at Todd Field, and it's always nice to have a decent crowd, but it's never like a Friday night football crowd. For the Hastings Raiders football team to come out as a unit with their coach and cheer their team on a Friday night, it might be a rare occasion, but boy, was it cool.
It's great having your parents there, of course, you know, and your relatives and grandmas and grandpas, but having your peers there means so much more. You know, the kids you eat lunch with, the kids that you go to class with, and knowing that you have their support, yeah, I think it makes you proud of yourself and proud of your school. It makes you want to succeed in front of them, and the guys responded, and that was one of the tougher games I've ever coached in my life. I mean, it had a little bit of everything, and just the fact that the crowd was engaged the whole game, and they're chanting Reese's name, and it was pretty sweet, you know, from start to finish, and we're just so appreciative that they all came down and cheered us on.
On the field, the game turned into the Colby Donnelly Show with 3 goals for his hat trick. And as Coach Swanson notes to fans, he's been right there all season long.
Yeah, he's been hungry since the beginning of the season. He wants to succeed and he wants his team to succeed. I used to play left and right wing, you know, midfield my whole life, and not a lot of things get tossed that way as far as controlling the game, but there was a mismatched matchup between him and basically that outside midfielder and defender that he felt he could own them, and he did, and the finishing was clinical, and that's what he'd just been missing those first few games that we played. You know, the ones that were just missing were going in that night for him, and I hope to see that going forward because we need him on the score sheet, and we need him creating things, and it's great when we can, you know, have a guy out on the wing that's going to do something because that opens up the defense and is going to create things for other players as well.
Saturday was on the other side of the spectrum in a 7-1 loss to a very good team out of the Suburban East Conference at White Bear Lake.
The back-to-back is probably what killed us the most. But the thing is we couldn't really control that. There's a referee shortage in all sports, and it's one of those things that we had to flip-flop with football to accommodate that. We did it. We didn't perform near as well as, you know, we had hoped. White Bear Lake's a big, strong squad that's tough in the air, hard-nosed. Carl's got a very talented team up there on a very fast surface. And it was just kind of a perfect storm of things. You know, we didn't get the result we wanted, but we forgot all about that. And we had a great session down at the United Heroes League yesterday. Had a little bit of fun, worked a little bit of muscles, and we're going to be ready for South St. Paul on Thursday.
The Raiders are excited to hit the home turf once again on Thursday night against South St. Paul, but don't forget also a bonus game for a matinee Saturday against St. Paul Harding.
For sure. We got our youth night on Thursday. Hopefully we see a lot of the kids out. You know, sometimes it's tougher getting to that 5 p.m. match, but, you know, the girls play right after that. And watching a soccer game in the big stadium, you know, sometimes lights that little fire underneath youth players where they say, hey, we want to play there when we get older. And that was the same for me when I'd watch the guys play soccer when I was a youth kid. And just so happens I was lucky enough to play on it and coach on it. So those little mini dreams do come true, and I'm hoping that they all enjoy it. And Saturday is going to be a treat because we haven't played Harding in forever. You know, it'll be cool to have a kind of a new blood team in there just to have a little bit of fun and hopefully get another W out of it.
We'll have more on the Raiders in next week's sports updates.